Warning. Listener discretion is advised. The following program contains adult themes, including topics of a sexual nature, and may offend some listeners. It is recommended for a mature audience.
It's time to talk like adults about adult things. A conversation about, yeah, those kind of things. It's time to open your mind.
Heat up your nights with Pure Romance. Visit us online at pureromance.com.au to book your free Pure Romance party or to purchase your intimate relationship products today.
Check it out, y'all.
Good evening, this is Open Your Minds. We are here for Pure Romance. Danny in studio tonight with our resident expert, forensic sexologist Amanda Lambrose. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, I'm excited about tonight's show. A lot happening. Can you train yourself to have an orgasm?
Not only can you train yourself, you can actually attend workshops.
That baffles me. I don't know if I'd ever go to one, would you?
Absolutely. If you have the opportunity to speak to an expert and learn something new, why not? Well, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
In a class of 15, 16 people and you're all learning how to... Oh, I don't know. We're going to talk about it later. We're also going to learn about Nipple the Sex Tracker.
Now, this kind of blows my mind because nipple, I automatically think of breasts, but this has nothing to do with breasts.
I know. Only Americans. I know that's a bit close to home for you, but...
There are still south of us.
Up next, though, we're chatting about the science of sex appeal. That's next on Open Your Mind. This is Open Your Minds on 92.9. We're here for Pure Romance. Danny in studio tonight with Amanda Lambrose of Curtin University.
Hello.
Our resident expert who brings something new to me every week. And this one came about. You saw a hot guy.
I did. I looked at him and I went, "Oh, we need to talk about people who look like that on the show."
It's the science of sex appeal, really, isn't it?
It is. And some people say, "Oh, no, Amanda, it's your opinion. You know, you're going to think certain people look a certain way." And I said, no. It's an evolutionary process. And that's what we have to understand. So men from... an evolutionary perspective, men are attracted to certain women. Can you take even a guess at what they're attracted to?
Doesn't it differ?
No. From an evolutionary perspective, it actually doesn't.
Okay, so what is it?
Big tits, big hips.
Okay, big tits. I knew that.
Yeah, but big tits basically mean that they're able to feed the babies. Big hips mean that they're able to push the babies out. So men look at women with big tits and big hips and go, "That'll be a mom, which I need to actually reproduce from my offspring."
Okay.
See? So they're like, "Hey, that woman, she'll be a mother figure. She can pop some babies out. My seed will spread around the world. Wonderful. That's what I want." Now, when women look at men, what do you think they're looking at?
Well, typically,
yeah.
It's the nice big shoulders, the good pecs.
And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Men's shoulders develop from testosterone at puberty. So the broader men's shoulders become at puberty, the more attractive they are. It actually means they have more testosterone. So women look at that and go, "Ooh, there's a manly man, you know, hunter-gatherer type thing. He can actually have a lot of testosterone, might mean that his sperm are better swimmers, and he's more likely to actually impregnate me."
Is this why there's that kind of stereotypical image of what a man, like a hot guy?
Absolutely. And that's what marketing campaigns go on. So they actually choose women who look a certain way and men who look a certain way, because from an evolutionary perspective, that's what we're attracted to.
I'm just backtracking a little bit to men looking at women with big breasts and big hips.
Mm-hmm.
The stereotypical look of a woman being hot isn't necessarily big hips. Well, for some people it is, but, you know, I'm talking Victoria's Secret models and stuff like that.
Huge boobs. And hips, it's a waist-to-hip ratio. So as long as the waist is smaller than the hips and also smaller than the chest. So basically, the chest and the hip should be about the same size and the waist smaller. So hourglass.
Okay.
Is what they're attracted to.
All right.
the stereotype.
What would I be? I'm going to stand up. Am I an hourglass?
Not really. You're nice and tall and lengthy. Oh,
tall and lanky. Not really what I was going for. This is Open Your Mind. And up next, we're talking about Nipple the Sex Tracker.
I can't wait.
We're here for Pure Romance. It's Open Your Mind. You are listening to Open Your Minds on 92.9 in studio with Amanda Lambrose, our resident expert from Curtin University, all about sexology.
It is. And all the different facets of sex. It's wonderful.
Now, there's an app for pretty much everything in life these days. An app to track your period, an app to track your calorie intake, everything.
Everything.
And this one surprised me a little bit when I read up on it. Out of the US, an app that tracks your sexual activity.
Yeah, but this isn't just with one person. This is all your sexual activity. So it kind of blows my mind that people are literally apping on, you know, they're getting on their app and they're going, yep, slept with Jim last week and he liked anal and he liked ropes and oh, slept with Jeremy this week and he liked this. And they actually can put all these details in it.
And also other people can see
view it,
your profile and what you're into.
That kind of blows my mind. That's kind of like putting it all out there. Like, hey, this is how many people I've slept with and this is what I'm into. So if you're also into it, get in contact with me. Which brings us back to that other app. What was that one? Tinder. They all connect together. But what I was thinking from a relationship perspective, this is really cool if you didn't share the information with other people, because then when your partner goes, oh, it's been forever since the last time we had sex, you could actually pull up this calendar and go, well, as a matter of fact, we had sex 2 nights ago.
I think, do you know, it was launched at the South by Southwest Festival in March over in the States. So in a way, the people having one night stands, meeting new people for the first time, maybe it was done in a way to provoke safe sex, possibly.
Possibly. But on the same hand, like, I don't know how an app's just going to tell you to have safe sex. It's, from my perspective, it was looking like it was just advertising how many sexual partners you can have. So it's like, keep adding to the numbers of it to show that you've been with all these people and what they like, as opposed to let's have safe sex. And because that's actually not a perspective on this app. It doesn't say, are you having safe sex?
I know that if I was using the app and I was at something like that and I've met someone or I've matched with them in my vicinity and I'd seen that they'd had over so-and-so sexual partners,
Might think twice.
Yeah, that's actually, in a way, it's a good thing. Would you use it?
I don't think I'd use it for that purpose. I think I'd use it more for the relationship purpose and go, see, honey, it's been 24 hours since our last encounter. Let's go.
So you would be like, actually, you're really cute. I might have sex with you tonight.
Let me just check. Let me see how many people you've been with.
And make sure you're clean.
Yeah.
I love it. You can get in contact with us anytime. Open your minds at 929.com.au. Orgasm workshops. Can you really train yourself to have the big O, Amanda?
Oh, absolutely you can. And we're going to learn how to in a minute.
This is Open Your Mind.
Warning. Listener discretion is advised. The following program contains adult themes, including topics of a sexual nature, and may offend some listeners. It is recommended for a mature audience.
You are listening to Open Your Minds on 92.9. We're here for Pure Romance. It's Danny tonight with Amanda Lambros from Curtin University. We have been talking a lot about, you know, couples and relationships. We delved into the FIFO side of things the other week.
Yep.
Relationships aren't perfect.
No, they're not. It's something that you need to work on.
Couples go to workshops as well.
Absolutely. Lots of different workshops. And that's what you have to consider. If you're just a couple floating along doing what you're doing, you're actually going to fall into like a stagnant kind of like, oh, yeah, we'll just watch TV. Oh, look, it's 9:30. Let's go to bed. And you don't want that in a relationship. You want to spice it up. You want to keep it interactive and going. So there's great books you can get. But even better, there's workshops you can attend.
It's not like normal counselling, though, is it? It's workshops.
Absolutely
with
other
couples that are attending. A little bit more friendly, I guess.
A little friendlier and a little more upbeat because everyone's there for the same purpose. They're all wanting to spice up their sex life.
And Perth people, would you say it's quite prominent in Perth?
I think it's actually pretty, it's gaining momentum in Perth. I think it should gain even more momentum. But before they even attend couples workshops, I would strongly suggest that they actually attend individual workshops. So like an orgasm workshop.
I threw the term out there before, but I didn't realize what you meant. So people going by themselves before attending couples sort of stuff.
Yeah. And that's kind of allowing them to learn about themselves before they actually start working on their couple, which is really important. Prioritize yourself, then prioritize your couple.
You can train yourself to have an orgasm. Sorry.
You can.
I thought it was just a feeling. It happened.
No, there's a specific way of being able to do that. And coming up, we have an interview with someone I know who I think is brilliant, who does exactly that.
She is Faye Kerr from Sexual Focus in North Perth. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. We're going to chat to her next. This is Open Your Mind. You are listening to Open Your Minds on 92.9 every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Our resident expert, Amanda Lambros from Curtin Uni. Hello.
Hello.
You just sprung the term orgasm workshop on me before the break.
I think it's a great term, and I think it should be in everyone's vocabulary for sure, especially if they're in a relationship, and even more so, even before they get into a relationship.
Well, there's a lady in Perth that runs these. She's from Sexual Focus in North Perth. Her name's Faye Kerr. Good evening, Faye.
Hi, how are you going?
Well,
great.
Thank you.
Now, Faye, I have a question for you. What would be the number one reason that someone should attend an orgasm workshop?
Let's just get straight into it.
Yeah, straight into it.
Well, look, I happened to run one on Friday night, and I feel that most of the people were coming there so that they could learn what to expect, what's normal. A lot of the time people question whether their experiences match other people's experiences. They might feel that it takes them quite a long time to get there, or what does it even feel like? So I think it's to normalize the experience, and so that we're not always judging or questioning ourselves, that we finally give ourselves the opportunity to talk about this in a group where we support each other. Up until, you know, quite recently in history, we used to live in communities and this wisdom was passed down through generations and families, and we're missing that. So it's to create that opportunity.
Sorry, Kate, Faye, can you give us an idea of how many people attend, or what could people expect out of attending?
Sure. So I try to keep it between 20 and 30 people so it's not too overwhelming. And it's really an extension of what I was just sharing. We need to know what is our biology, what can we expect it to feel. For example, we expect women to be able to feel aroused, and as soon as they feel aroused, we think that they should be able to reach a particular climax. But we need to understand what is happening in the body so that we can find ourselves engaging in this process, and what is that process. So it's really about learning. In addition to that, hearing other people's experiences make us feel like it's okay to share, and B, we're not the only ones questioning these things. It's really about talking, laughing a lot, creating a supportive space for each other, and just, yeah, having a great time.
Faye, I've got a question.
Sure.
I'm just sitting here in silence going, do people get naked in these classes?
Not at the time,
oh,
no.
Tammy's like, okay, now I can sign up.
No, it's very much a presentation type space where I tend to, you know, share a lot of my thoughts and talk to people, and it's about them taking this away with them and engaging in it any way they want to.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Faye.
Well, look, if you want to get along to one of Faye's workshops, you can get in contact with her at Sexual Focus in North Perth. Faye, thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Listening to Open Your Minds on 92.9. We're here for Pure Romance. It's Danny in studio tonight with Amanda Lambros, our resident expert from Curtin University, forensic sexologist.
I am.
You love to delve into all sorts of worlds in your field.
I do. Well, all sorts of worlds as long as it revolves around sex.
How does your husband feel about, you sort of coming home every night? You must have 1,000 different stories.
I have heaps of different stories. And you know what? He's gotten to the point that we've been together so long, he doesn't really want to hear them anymore. He just wants to be part of our life.
Which is why when you come into 92.9, you're full of beans and can't wait to tell us. And just share it with Perth, which makes you perfect for radio. Up next, you're going to talk to me a little bit about the lies. Girls have been taught lies all these years about sex.
From like 4 years old onwards, they're taught about lies. So we're going to start myth busting.
Can you give me one? Maybe I've been taught. I probably have.
That first time you have sex, going from virgin to non-virgin, that it's going to hurt.
Will it hurt?
Maybe for you, but it's not necessarily meant to hurt.
Maybe I wasn't doing it right. I still haven't mastered it.
Still learning.
Mum, tune out now. We'll talk about it next. This is Open Your Mind. This is Open Your Minds on 92.9. Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Amanda Lambros from Curtin University, our forensic sexologist. Hello.
Hey.
We're going to talk about the 17 lies you say girls have been taught about sex.
And I don't want to bore the hell out of you guys, so what I'm going to do is talk about a few ones.
All right.
Okay, so one of the biggest ones is that the more sex you have, the bigger your vagina is going to get. That's not the case. Your vagina is like an elastic band, basically. You can stretch it out, and then it just snaps back into place. And that's why giving birth, your vagina doesn't stay the same size as the child coming out of your vagina for the rest of your life. So it literally is like a rubber band, and it snaps back into place, which is fine. So little penis, big penis, hand, fist, whatever you have up there. I just saw the look on your face change.
Can I? I just have a question, though.
Yeah.
Because this is gross, but they say you're loose after having a lot of sex. So
see, that's the myth. You're not loose after having a lot of sex because your vagina is like a rubber band. It just, bing, back into shape. However, the fun part is the more relaxed you are with that sexual partner, the looser you'll become because obviously your muscles are relaxed because you're enjoying it, which means that you can adjust to the size of his penis. So if he does have a bigger penis, it's actually better to be a little more comfortable and relaxed with him so that he can fit in properly.
Okay, and there's different positions.
Oh, heaps of different positions.
All right, what's the next myth?
Okay, so the next myth that I'd probably go on is that women don't like casual sex. Huge, huge myth. Why can only men like casual sex? Women can too.
It's because men think that women get clingy.
Yeah,
men get clingy too.
Absolutely. It's a 50-50 there. So women like casual sex just as much as men. So it's very rare that you'd find a man who has maybe 50 partners and a woman who only has two. Nowadays, it's kind of like men have 50 partners, so do women.
This is the 17 lies we need to stop telling girls about sex from policymike.com. Surely there's a few more there.
Okay, big one.
Yes.
Huge one. Only boys buy condoms. Now, I'm a mother of two young sons who, trust me, when they get to the age of buying condoms, yes, they will be buying, I'll probably buy their own condoms and, like, supply our house like you've never seen before. But I also anticipate that any girls that they date, if they choose to date girls, will also have condoms readily available to them.
Do you think girls are embarrassed to ask a guy to wear a condom?
Absolutely, but they shouldn't be. Like, when girls have sex with a boy without a condom on, the girl is likely to get pregnant. That means you got to carry this thing inside of you for 10 months that you may not have wanted to carry inside of you. You know, so if anything, I think girls should be the ones in charge of the condoms.
Absolutely. Do you know, really embarrassing for myself, I had a partner for a few years and I would get home to get something out of my drawer in my bedroom and there'd be a fresh box of condoms awaiting me.
Then your parents are brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant parents.
Mum got to a point where she just accepted it and went, yep, I'm going to start taking care of this for her.
And that's great. You know, because then you didn't have to go out and buy them yourself, but you still had them readily available if you were going to have sexual partners.
All right.
Less likely to get STDs, less likely to get pregnant.
I like how you just gave me that little twink in your eye there. Are you listening to me, girlfriend? All right. There we go. This is Open Your Minds. Up next, it's from the inbox. Amanda's chance to answer your questions on openyourmind@929.com.au. You are listening to Open Your Minds on 92.9. We are here for Pure Romance. Our resident sexpert, Amanda Lambros, in the studio tonight.
Can you say that again? I really like hearing that.
Sexpert.
You just say it with such a great accent. Yeah, you do.
Do I have an accent out of interest?
Well, yes, because when you sing, you sound like me. When I sing, I sound the same. That's how I deem it to be an accent.
So I sound a little bit Canadian.
Yeah, when you sing.
Look at that. I feel special. Right now we are doing From the Inbox. You've emailed Amanda questions at openyourmind@929.com.au. Amanda, this one. Why do we get pubic hair and why is it in those areas?
Oh, this is a great question because a lot of people don't know about this. Usually what happens is people go and they do, you know, coiffing. So they go and they rip it all off with a Brazilian and, you know, and then they have no hair there. The hair is actually meant to be there from a physiological perspective. It acts as a bumper. So evolutionarily, women are on the bottom, men are on the top, and he's thrusting against you. As he's thrusting against you, the hair kind of gives a little bit of a cushion, let's say. That cushion makes sure that your pelvic area doesn't get bruised. So if you go to the esthetician and you say, rip it all off, give me a Brazilian, more than likely the next sexual encounter you have, you might experience a little bit of bruising because there is no buffer there.
Sorry to giggle. How immature am I? Really? It acts like a bumper.
It's a bumper. That's exactly what it's meant to be.
What do you think about pubic hair? Are you for hair or no hair?
I'm kind of that in-between kind of girl, like tailored hair, but not like V-jazzled. Have you heard of V-jazzling?
Vagina bedazzling.
Yeah. Mm. V-jazzling.
Okay.
And it's like they go and they put creative
jewels
on them and stuff like that. Yeah, so they like make little love hearts, but out of like little rhinestone jewels. So, no. And that's called the mons pubis. So, like, the area where the hair grows is actually called the mons pubis. That's, like, the actual term for it. And usually people just have it all ripped off.
Too much hair on a man.
Where, though?
Pubic region.
Pubic region. Okay.
Scrotum.
Scrotum.
Is that going to limit the amount of pleasure they can get, or is that just a myth?
Well, you know, it's not going to limit the amount of pleasure they get, but if they trim, not necessarily saying they have to go and get waxed, because I'm a fan of waxing, but I know how much that hurts. So not saying, hey, boys, go out there and get waxed, but if they at least trim, it actually makes their penis look bigger. So for guys who think they're not really sure on their size, blah, 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 if they trim nicely, penis looks bigger. Wow. It's an illusion. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Men of Perth, there you go, from Amanda Lambrose.
Yeah.
Trim your pubic hair.
And you'll look bigger. Yep.
This is Open Your Mind, of course, every Tuesday, 10 p.m. on 92.9. Up next, Amanda picks a term for me, dishes it out there, and tells me the meaning of it.
Yeah.
It's a philia.
It is a philia, and this one is just going to be one of those different ones that you've never heard of before.
I asked you to get saucy last week because your one last week wasn't as saucy enough, and this is Open Your Mind. We want to be open and out there.
We're open on this week.
All right. Okay. It's up next.
Warning. Listener discretion is advised. The following program contains adult themes, including topics of a sexual nature, and may offend some listeners. It is recommended for a mature audience.
You are listening to Open Your Minds on 92.9. Danny in studio with Amanda Lambrose, our forensic sexpert.
That's me. Wait till you hear the saucy term.
We should probably break down forensic sexologist for people.
Okay, we can do that. Forensic sexologist, forensics, anything in the criminal and legal realm. And sexology is obviously anything to do with sex from anatomy and physiological perspective, as well as a sociological perspective. Basically, anything to do with sex, anything to do with crime, put them together, ask me a question, and I'm your woman.
And you're an expert. Open your minds at 929.com.au if you want to ask Amanda anything. Right now, a fascinating new term, a philia that you throw at me from your book, The Odd Sex, and you tell me what it is.
This is the one. Oculophilia.
Okay.
Oculo.
It means... Oh, hang on. Ocular. Eye.
Eye. Oh, you almost got it, Danny. This is sexual pleasure derived from licking at other people's eyeballs.
Not.
It is. Could you imagine being with a new partner and him saying, like, hey, Danny, let me just lick your eyeball.
Okay, do you know what's weird? And my brother, when we were little, I was 8 and he was probably 12, used to lick my eyeball.
Well, maybe.
Well, no.
You know, you might want to call him up. Say, hey, bro, I was talking about this thing on radio tonight, and it turns out people get sexual pleasure from what you used to do to me. Do you do this to your new partners?
I wonder if he does it to his girlfriend now. We should call her on the sly and ask.
You should. Absolutely.
Ocleophilia.
I'd be all for that.
Stitch up. So, okay. Is it something that a lot of people do? How do you know?
I haven't heard of it before. I've heard of, like, kids, like how you said you and your brother, you know, your brother used to do that, or, like,
but
licking other people's
faces.
Maybe that's
where the fetish develops.
Absolutely. Because, you know, from that evolutionary perspective, the developmental perspective, it could develop from there. But I don't know. I don't personally know of anyone who's done this, but I thought it was a really cool term.
If someone's licking an eyeball, they're round. So yeah. If it's a female, perhaps its connotations...
Like clitoris?
Yeah, clitoris or perhaps
balls scrotum.
Or something, yeah.
Maybe. But scrotum's usually a little more hairy and they kind of move in shape and size, so... I don't know. But you know what I thought of? It's kind of like when you go swimming and you get chlorine in your eye and then all you want to do is blink because then your vision goes blurry. Wouldn't that happen if someone licked your eyeball? Like, wouldn't it be, like, blurry vision?
Oh, yeah, I used to hate it when my brother did it to me. I feel really awkward. Like, my brother used to lick my eyeball. The stuff this show brings out.
Open your mind.
Open your mind. We are here every Tuesday night. Get in contact anytime. Open your mind at 929.com.au. Next, Amanda, grab it. Your favourite segment.
It is. Sex toys. And lotions and potions. Who would not enjoy that segment?
She's going to throw her hand into one of her pure romance toys we've been sent and tell you about it next. This is Open Your Minds on 92.9. It's Danny Tonight with Amanda Lambrose. We're here for Pure Romance, our resident sexpert. Now, this is Grab It, your favourite segment.
Definitely my favourite segment. And today we talk about something, well, and it kind of goes hand in hand with the email we just answered about the pubic hair. This is called Coochie. Coochie.
All right, it sounds like a Furby, like those old toys.
No, it's even better than that. It's called Coochie Shave Lotion. So it's a big tube of shave lotion. And so, you know, you get into the bath, you get in the shower, and you think, okay, it's time for me to shave. I've gotten a little beastly. I'm going to shave. So you put this lotion on and shave as per normal. It smells amazing. It says it's unisex, which is fine, but it's a little fruity. So if you're a girl, absolutely, take it on board. Guys, I'm not really sure unless you kind of want to smell a bit fruity, but oh my God, bro, it makes you want to shave.
Okay, and what, I guess, the after smell when you've shaved and you've jumped
into like
bed?
It's like a super moisturizer. So it actually kind of goes into your skin, makes you super soft, makes the hair that you're shaving come off nicely because it's super soft, but then you smell like this afterwards.
Do you get ingrowns?
No. Mm. It's really, really
coochie.
Nice. Coochie.
I do want to ask just quickly, diverge a little bit.
Okay.
Ingrown hair and shaving. You get ingrown hairs from waxing as well, don't you?
You do. But what that is it just basically means the skin has grown over the hole of where the follicle used to be. So all you have to do is get like a rough cloth and give your legs or give your vagina or vulva, mons pubis. Here we go. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a cloth, a rigid edge cloth or something like that, and just rub it vigorously, and you'll notice you won't get any ingrown hairs.
All right.
Yeah.
And grab some coochie from Pure Romance's online store.
Exactly.
This is Open Your Minds. We'll be back after this. You have been listening to Open Your Minds on 92.9. We're here for Pure Romance. Amanda Lambrose, our forensic sexologist, thank you so much for another week.
I've loved it. It's been really fun, and I love our guests that we keep having on.
Do you know what? My favourite part of tonight was the fact that I've learnt Perth people attend orgasm workshops.
And you should too as well.
Hey, I might be all right in that field, though.
Just think, you can, after tonight's show, you could go out and get a Brazilian, you can scrub your body so you don't get ingrown hairs, and then you can attend an orgasm workshop. Like, win-win-win situation here, Danny.
We've just ticked all the boxes. It all coincides perfectly. We also talked about the 17 lies girls are being taught about sex.
Yeah. And we need to get rid of those instantly.
Really, we only really touched on three. Just to wrap the show up, what was the fourth? Let's give me a fourth.
Okay, so the fourth one, which is really important, is that you can't have sex on your period. BS. Let me tell you, you absolutely can have sex on your period.
And nothing changes except it's a little bit gross.
No, it's not even a little bit gross. It's just a little bit messier. It definitely requires a shower afterwards. Think about it that way.
Put a towel down.
Put a towel down. Make sure you're not kind of ruining your $4,000 bed if you have an expensive bed. Otherwise, do it on tiles in the bathroom. Get creative.
Gone everywhere, haven't you? Look, 4 out of 17 of those myths, but we'll uncover some more next week.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to check out the podcast as well, 929.com.au. We'll chat to you in 7 days' time.
Sounds good.